بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تجیز کا ٹائٹل آف دا بس، یہ مستی درد دل کی اشرف مینا عالم ہے. یہ مستی درد دل کی اشرف مینا عالم ہے. ہر ایک جام محبت اشرف صحبہ عالم ہے. بہت گلشن ہے دنیا میں مگر سب ہے جو فانی ہے. یہ گلشن درد دل کا افضل گلمائے عالم ہے. بہت گلشن ہے دنیا میں مگر سب ہے جو فانی ہے. یہ گلشن درد دل کا افضل گلمائے عالم ہے. بہت تحفے ملے دنیا میں لیکن کیا کہوں اے دل، یہ تحفہ اے درد دل کا حاصل نعمائے عالم ہے. جسے دیکھوں اس کے سر میں ہے سودا کشی سے کہا، مگر سودا اے جانا اکبر سودا اے عالم ہے. بس ایک ہنگامہ درد عشق حق کا گرم رہتا ہے، سوا اس کے ہما فانی ہر ایک گفائے عالم ہے. خوشی پر ان کی مرنا اور جینا ہی محبت ہے، نہ کچھ پرواہ بدنامی نہ کچھ پرواہ عالم ہے. ہے روح بندگی بس ان کی مرضی پر فدا ہونا، یہی مقصود ہستی ہے یہی منشاء عالم ہے. ہماری خاک اس لمحہ میں ہے رشک فلک خطر، وہی لمحہ جو میرا ذاکر مولا عالم ہے. ہماری خاک اس لمحہ میں ہے رشک فلک اختر، وہی لمحہ جو میرا ذاکر مولا عالم ہے. یہ مستی درد دل کی اشرف مینا عالم ہے. ہر ایک جام محبت اشرف صحبہ عالم ہے.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى. This poem, which is a bayan of our Shaykh and which is Dard-e Dil, it is from the heart and the echoes of the heart, that what should effect Hazrat, what he wanted for his murids to be, that he should put, and Allah should bless him, that he should say it off in poetic form. تو یہ مستی درد دل کی اشرف مینا عالم ہے. دس دا انجوائمنٹ آف دا ہارٹ ان دا لو آف اللہ تعالی از دا بیسٹ وائن دیٹ اے پرسن کین ڈرنک ان دس ورلڈ. یوزلی ان دا خانقاہ they describe it with regard to the table and the love of Allah with the wine, not this wine of dunya, but like this dunya's wine which makes a person he's intoxicated, he's like out of this world, in the love of Allah to be out of this world, that people also see he's a complete different person in the love of Allah Ta'ala, and to drink of that love of Allah Ta'ala, so that when Allah Ta'ala fills the heart with His love and a person enjoys that great feeling of the love of Allah Ta'ala, this is the best drink a person can drink in this world. One great Buzurg says that what a pity on those people who have passed away and they did not taste of the enjoyment of this world. Somebody asked him, what is the enjoyment of this world? He said, the ma'rifat of Allah, to recognize Allah, and then to be connected with Allah Ta'ala. There is no greater enjoyment, no greater pleasure. And the height of it a person gets is when he's in his namaz. If we make effort in our namaz, then our namaz won't be a burden for us, that I have to make my namaz. Or it won't be a duty. A person will look greatly forward to namaz, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah has made the coolness of my eyes in namaz. Coolness of the eyes is proverbial. It means my great enjoyment Allah has put it for me in my namaz. And therefore we see that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on one occasion, one sahabi decided to join Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam in his nafal tahajjud namaz. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read whole of Surah Baqarah. About 2.5 suparas, and then he read the other surahs all together in one rakat, about 6.5 suparas. Who can do that? It's only a person who gets that enjoyment. So this is that enjoyment that a person gets when he tastes of the love of Allah, and that is what we must strive for. Ye masti dard dil ki ashraf meenaye aalam hai. This enjoyment, this great enjoyment, musti, like we tell little children also, they are making lot of musti. That is when they are being very naughty, like they are out. So this a great enjoyment in the heart, of the enjoyment of the heart, is the best drink a person can get when Allah Ta'ala blesses him. What he is, Allah is the creator of beauty. All the beauty we see in this world. So what will be the beauty of Allah? All the beauty of the world is not even .000000% of the beauty of Allah. We see somebody has got good character and we are overtaken what good character he has got. And all that is also from Allah. And what is the characteristics of Allah? How kind, how merciful, how Allah sees us on guna and He still covers up for us. How merciful, how kind is Allah Ta'ala. Every aspect of Allah is perfection to the greatest height. And to whatever degree we see, we are blessed with it when we make effort in that direction. With our zikr we do properly, regularly, with the company of the righteous and the pious, with the correct intention and with the correct etiquette we do, then a person gets all these great benefits. In that, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, a person who has got pride in him, even if it's hidden, he doesn't show it. He shows humility outwardly. But he's got pride, such a person never benefits from his share. But that person who has got the true, genuine humility, he benefits in a few seconds. He benefits very greatly. And this pride is a great barrier for a person to benefit. So when a person spends his time correctly, and then he gets all these great blessings. Har ek jaam-e-muhabbat ashraf sohba-e-aalam hai. every glass of this drink of Allah Ta'ala is the best what you can get in this dunya. Whatever you will achieve, you will aspire for, the best is to get every one glass, every goblet of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And as a person works in that, and he gets Allah's ma'rifat, and Allah's ma'rifat in so many ways. One is just to think of the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. That my eyes, for example, what a great ni'mat. If we just have to think, if I was blind, if I lose my eyesight, how difficult my life will be. I'll be so dependent on, and who gave me this eye? Free of charge. And we, what maintenance do I do for my eyes? We don't do any, Allah is maintaining our eyes. And the great, great benefits of the eyes alone. Just the fluid in the eyes, if that has to dry up, then also a person can't keep his eyelids open. They just fall down all the time. Though he's not blind, but he won't be able, his eyelids are down all the time. He can't see. And just that our eyelids, our eyes, we are blinking all the time. It is the wipers of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has put to all the, there is all the time dirt and dust in the air. And it comes into our eyes also. And to wipe it off all the time, therefore without knowing, without thinking, a person blinks his eyes in 1 minute, in 1 second, how many times? Eyes are blinking all the time, they are doing that work. And then it deposits it in the corner of the eye. When we make wuzu, then we have to take that out, all that dirt which has accumulated there. And all that, whatever it is, has accumulated, is of that fine dirt which was in the eye all the time. So, and any and every other ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, our brains are in order. And we might even laugh at a person who is a mad person. But that same mad person could be me. My condition could be like that. Allah Ta'ala has kept my mind in order. If not for deen, for dunya I'm doing my things. And those who are interested in deen, not for dunya, but in deen. I know my namaz, I know it's time for this namaz, it's for that. What namaz? And by that also, a person will just fall headlong in love with Allah Ta'ala. He will just see the namaz of Allah Ta'ala all the time. That Allah, you created me, and you have put hafiyat and salamati in my life. Especially now at the moment, the condition of the Palestinian people, what they are going through, how people are getting murdered, killed all the time. Babies in the hand, they are being killed. Allah has given us, they are going through operations, medical operations without anesthetic. So the pain, they say, is the greatest pain a person can feel in this world, when they are cutting your bones, amputating your leg, and no anesthetic. You are awake and they have to do it. They haven't got the anesthetic. How many? So we have to feel sorry for them, make dua for them. The least we can do, and we should feel very, very guilty if we are not making dua for them. If not anything else, at least dua, sincere, true dua. And at the same time, make shukr, how Allah has kept us, we are safe. That is within ourselves. And then our surroundings, our environment, there they are just hearing bombs falling all the time. They are just hearing gunfire all the time. They are just seeing smoke rising up, fires rising up. Yeah, we are living comfortably. But what shukr we make, what we appreciate all this. So if we think of all these ni'mat of Allah, we'll get that love. And with that love, and Allah is so merciful, when we'll get that love, the enjoyment of the love also we get. That we get that great enjoyment of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Hare jami muhabbat ashrafe sohbaye aadme. Bahut gulshan hai dunya mein, magar sab hai chofani hai. There are many gardens in the world, but all of them are useless and will get finished. Beautiful, beautiful gardens in the world. When the Muslims were ruining Spain, and the gardens they had prepared at that time, which to some extent have been maintained till today. If you see those gardens, you see what beauty there is. And there are many other gardens in the world which have got so much of beauty, but all that is hedge, it is nothing. And it is fani, it is going to get finished. Ye gulshan dard dil ka afzal gulha ye alam hai. But this garden of the heart is the best of all the rose gardens of the world. When a person is connected with Allah Ta'ala, and that the love and the enjoyment he gets, all these are in fact a sign that a person has got the love of Allah, that this most beautiful gardens of the world just fall from his eyes. Everyone will be praising it and what they say about it, but for him it will mean nothing, because he's got much something much more superior in his heart. So a person who's got a superior thing, how can he be overtaken by an inferior thing? A person who's got nothing in his heart, he will say this garden. And like that, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, our Buzur, that when a person is impressed by dunya, the dunya of the people, gardens, waterfalls, etc., it's a clear sign he hasn't still got connection with Allah. When he has got connection with Allah, these things won't mean anything to him. They won't have any person impressed, and he wants the best house. My bedroom must be like this. This facility I must have. That I must have. My garden must be like that. My bathroom. That is a sign he hasn't still tasted of the love of Allah. When a person has tasted of the love of Allah, then in fact, the Buzurg says that when the genuine Buzurgs are given the honor, like of big stages, etc., they say that this is an insult to us. Our honor is that we sit on the simple grass mat. That is our honor. The more simple, the more down-to-earth life we have, that is our honor. And this outward pomp and all this decoration and all that, that is an insult to us. That means nothing to us. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went for talks with the Roman emperor, and they had laid out, they prepared the place, and there a beautiful carpet, expensive carpet they had laid out for him to walk on. When he came with his donkey, he walked with his donkey and with a spear, and on that carpet he walked with his donkey. And he had no value, and with his spear he was poking holes in it. Now we also today, we might regard ourselves as pious, as learned, we'll say that how can he do that? But those things had no value whatsoever, and he wanted to show the people of the world these things are not of value. But we attach value to it. With things which are valueless, we have attached value. And the things which are valuable, we also haven't got value. To read the three fulls is so valuable. To read Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, but they don't have value in our lives. We don't appreciate, we are not keen, and we are not regular reading it. We can ask ourselves, how many of us read our Yasin today? How many of us read our Ayatul Kursi? How many of us read our Durood Sharif, etc.? Those things are the things of value. Bahut tohfe mile dunya mein, lekin kya kahu e dil? They say, we got lot of gifts in this world from different people, all different types of gifts. But what can I say? Ye tohfa dard dil ka haasile nu'ma e alam hai. This gift of the love of Allah Ta'ala, it is referred to usually as dard-e-dil, is the love of Allah, but it is referred to as the pain of the heart. This love is referred to as the pain, because this love makes you get up for tahajjud, middle of the night. And so it looks painful that a person is up now, tahajjud, and now he's crying in his du'as. It looks also painful, but what enjoyment he is getting, that nobody can imagine what enjoyment he's getting. Why he's leaving his comfortable bed, and he's happy, And as Allah explains, that tajafa junubuhum anil madadi'i, they separate their sides from the bed. They enjoy doing that. Otherwise, a person to get up, leave your comfortable bed, winter your warm bed, summer your eyes, you have hardly still slept and it's time to get up again. But a person who has found that love in his heart, for him it is greatly enjoyable. So it is outwardly dard, pain, but in reality it is great love. Like for example, a mother, she will her child messes the bed, middle of the night she will get up. She might not be able to get up for tahajjud, though of course her sawab for her child, what she gets, that is even more than tahajjud. But she gets up for her child, washes her child, everything, and now the bed also has been messed. She will sleep in the dirty, wet bed, and she made the child sleep in a clean, dry part of the bed. So what is that all? It is dirt outwardly, but ask her what her enjoyment she gets of it. What a love she, what love she is doing that. So that is that love which is really love, but it looks outside that the person is in great pain. Jis ye tuhfa dard dil ka, this great gift of this love of Allah Ta'ala, ka hasil nu'ma'i alam hai. It is the sum total of all the ni'mats of the world. All the ni'mats of the world put together, this love of Allah in the heart, this is much more greater, much more enjoyable. Jisse dekho, usi ki sar mein hai, sauda kisi shay ka. Whoever you see he's got some sawdust of something in his head. Somebody, kaza just means everything to him. He goes like crazy when he just sees cars and he thinks about cars, whole day spending on cars, on the internet also, this car, what this feature, what speed, all those things. Somebody else, food. Food means everything to that person. So everyone you see, he has got some sawdust. And how beautiful Hazrat has referred to this, that person himself, he might think, a person who is mad about his hunting trips, whether fishing, hunting, whatever, or water sports, some scuba diving, some all the other water sports, these things mean so much to him. All these things, Hazrat say, is sawdust which is in the head. He hasn't even got brains in his head. He's got sawdust in his head. So all you see in the world, they've got some sawdust. Somebody mad about their house, what kind of house they want. Somebody making money, making investment, whatever it is. Somebody mad after fashion. Somebody after sports, how they go mad after sports. And what and what won't they do for? So all this is sawdust which is in their head. Magar sawda ye jana ye akbar, sawda ye alam hai. But this love of Allah, of the great jana ye akbar, the great Allah who is the creator of the life, of the world, creator of love, creator of enjoyment, when you get that, his love, there is nothing more superior than that. And in fact, if you just get one iota of it, 1 gram of it, it surpasses all the other enjoyments of the world. And those people, you see, they are living magan, in great enjoyment all the time. And they're not worried of what's happening around them. People will call them, they are like dead loss. They don't know what's happening in the world. They just nothing to do with the world, but they know what enjoyment they are having. And we might be thinking we are very clever and very smart, and we are in a state of art technology and all the other things, but that means nothing to them because they found the greatest thing. Bas ek hangama dard e ishq haq ka gharam rehta hai. Bas ek hangama dard e ishq haq ka gharam rehta hai. One hangama, the hangama like a noise, like something happened and all people are screaming and running around, the hangama ho gaya. That one hangama, and ye also, the ek in Urdu is written alif, ye and kaf, ek. And it is also written without the ye, alif and kaf. So in other words, ek still takes time to read and pronounce the ye. And ek, without the ye, there's no time that, that also so quick it is. One is so quick. So this one hangama, this big noise on that, darde ishte haq, of the love of Allah Ta'ala, when it hits the heart, and the heart starts throbbing, and the heart starts screaming, and what love I found, the love of Allah Ta'ala, that one hangama, of that one aota of the love of Allah, ka garam rehta hai, and it makes you stay hot all the time. It's your memories of your life, that what did that happen. And when Allah blesses this to somebody, it comes seldom. Sometimes in your sajda it will come. Sometimes in your dua it comes. Sometimes in your dhikr it comes. And when Allah blesses that the heart just exploded in the love of Allah Ta'ala. So that one, siwa uske, hama fani har ek ghogha-e alam hai. Siva uske, besides Allah Ta'ala, hama fani, all the time there's the noise of the world. The soccer match, a goal has been scored. And see how the people go mad, jumping, screaming, what and what they do. Somebody took a wicket and the match was won. And how the people jump, all that, you know, all this other hangama of the world, all these things, which is not the hangama of Allah, which is in the heart. سوائے اس کے ہما فانی ہر ایک غوغا عالم ہے. It is just a noise. It is nothing. Just a big noise and it's finished after that. But that love of Allah which comes in the heart, that tufan which comes in the heart, that is for life it remains. And a person who cherishes it all the time. Those who have been blessed with that Ramadan, and in that Ramadan they felt those the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, they always remember that Ramadan. Those that were blessed with that Taraweeh, and in that Taraweeh, that closeness of Allah, or that dua of that particular, your own dua, or somebody else's dua, you were present in that dua, and how it had an effect. Or somebody's bayan, some Bukhari Sharif khatam, Quran Sharif, which was filled with ruhaniyat, and you felt it, you were such that you knew about it and you felt it, your whole life you remember it. Those were the moments of my life. And a person, fortunate is that person, the moments of his life was some occasion like that, the Ramadan that he had spent, or the closeness that he had with Allah Ta'ala. So that great enjoyment which comes in the heart. Khushi par unki marna aur jeena hi muhabbat hai. And what is the real love of Allah Ta'ala? That with happiness, not that we, one is you are forced to accept. For example, we have to pass our 24 hours. Where you've gone somewhere, you have to stay there 3-4 hours. You have to pass it. Now what can I do? I have to pass my time, yeah? But one is with happiness you pass your time. You look forward and you pass that time. Hey, so what a great difference between that. So khushi par unki marna aur jeena hi muhabbat hai. To live with that eagerness, with that love in the ki marna aur in the love of Allah and staying away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. This is what is called love. The love of Allah that all the time in fulfilling the commandments of Allah, a person with great relish and enjoyment. Staying away from the disobedience of Allah, that also with great relish and enjoyment. A person walking and his eyes fell on a woman and immediately he turned away. When he's not looking, he's getting more enjoyment than what he should be looking. When that to a condition comes, he's not feeling sorry also. That I'm not allowed to look, I won't look. That is also a very high stage. But when he doesn't look and he's enjoying not looking, he's enjoying with his eyes closed. The world enjoys with their eyes open and staring and gaping and like an ape looking at that woman. But he not looking, he gets that great enjoyment. His thoughts also in namaz, thoughts will come. And he cuts, blocks all those thoughts. And he thinks now of Allah Ta'ala. As Hazrat says that, بَلْكِ مُقَدَّرْ azma. Just see what I've been blessed with. What Allah has put in my taqdeer. بَلْكِ مُقَدَّرْ azma. Parde uthe hue bhi hai. The parda is lifted also. Idhar unki nazar bhi hai. And Allah is watching me also. And if you also seeing Allah at the same time, what greater thing can there be? So in your namaz, if you are blessed with that, that you think that the veils have been all lifted, Allah is watching me, and I'm also seeing Allah, and that is the height of ihsan. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. At least know that, and that is also great enjoyment. Allah is watching me. And if you also seeing Allah Ta'ala, you and your beloved, your eyes have met, and you are looking at one another, and now you are enjoying one another, and pure enjoyment. Not where the semen comes out and napaki comes out, but a pure relationship of great love, intense love, and without all the filth and dirt of the sexual contact with Allah, you have that closeness. What great enjoyment is in there. Khushi par unki marna aur jeena hi muhabbat hai. That is what is called the love of Allah Ta'ala. We speak love of Allah. But what is it? That all your desires also, you sacrifice them easily in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And all the commands of Allah, whatever they are, you fulfill them and you get enjoyment in fulfilling them. Na kuch parwahi badnami, na kuch parwahi alam hai. Such a person, na kuch parwahi badnami hai. He doesn't worry anything. People can criticize him. People can mock at him. Pass all types of remarks. It means nothing to him. Na kuch parwahi alam hai. And doesn't worry about the world also. Ishq apna kaam karta, koi jeeta raha, koi marta raha. Ishq apna kaam karta raha. That somebody is born, somebody is dying, but love is doing the love of Allah. That is all the time there. No matter what, the whole world goes upside down. But he's got Allah. And his connection with Allah Ta'ala. So this is what we must work for and aspire to achieve. That we get this love of Allah Ta'ala. And that we don't worry what the world says also. And that is a sign of the height and closeness to Allah. When whatever people praise you, it means nothing. You don't hear it also. People criticize you, you don't hear that also. You got nothing to do with. Your matter is with Allah. And you are worried, is Allah happy with me? Has Allah accepted it or not? Will it be there for me on the day of Qiyamah or not? You are worried of that. That is that person who gets this great enjoyment. So whether the people praise you, it means nothing to you. Whether the people criticize you, it means nothing to you also. Hey, ruh bandagi bas unki marzi par fida hona. Hey, ruh bandagi, the ruh, the spirit of the worship of Allah Ta'ala. Like namaz is with all the postures, with all the ruku, qiyam, sujood, all the various postures. Namaz is with the what we have to read. Quran Sharif we read, Surah Fatiha, a surah, we read the tasbihat in ruku, sajda. Namaz is fixed on its time, fajr on its time, zuhr on its time, all those things. But what is the ruh of namaz? The connection with Allah. And unfortunately for most of us, our namaz is without the connection. So that means the like a person has got fans also in his house, air con also, microwave, fridge, stove, but no electricity. So all those things are dead. So just like that, we got roza, we got namaz, we got tilawat, but no concentration, no connection with Allah. So there is no power. Everything is dead. And on the other hand, you might have a little power, and at least that that fan is at least blowing, moving, turning, with a slow speed, little bit air you will get. The power, so that power which is inside the ruh. So here, ruhi bandagi, the ruh, the spirit of our worship of Allah, any and all the forms of Allah's worship, bas unki marzi par fida hona. That a person, he gives himself just for the pleasure of Allah. And Allah's system, Allah knows his, and he does, yaf'alu ma yasha, yaf'alu ma yureed. Allah does as he pleases. When he wants to, he will put you into sicknesses also. When he wants to, he'll put you in financial problems also. He's watching everything, and everything is in his control. For us, it is, I must be happy in all the conditions. When I'm going through difficult, hard times also, my eyes must be on Allah. And when I'm going through good conditions also, not that I achieved this, I planned it, then also my eyes must be on Allah Ta'ala. This is the ruh of ibadat. Hey, ruh bandagi. Bas unki marzi par fida hona. The ruh, the spirit of all the ibadat of Allah, that in whatever condition he keeps, that I'm happy with you. And a person, innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah. All my hardship, my sorrow, my difficulty, ya Allah, only complain to you. You are everything to me. It comes also when a person, because of some problems, he goes and tells people, he complains to people, I'm going through this problem, that problem, and that also, as they say, that when you go and tell people of your problem, 80% of them are not interested also what your problem is. And the other 20% are happy you got problems. They're not going to help you out. If you go and tell 10 people, I got this problem, that problem, 8 of them not even worried about what you got to say. And the other 2 are happy you got the problems. And Allah Ta'ala says, when you complain to other people, my banda, I who can do everything, you don't complain and you don't make dua to me. And about me, you can complain to the creation who got no power. They can't do a thing. Only what I will allow them to do, what I will put in them, only that they can do. You went and complain about me who have got all power, who can do everything, about to those people who can do nothing. So how weak and how stupid is this insan that he leaves Allah Ta'ala. And a person who has found Allah, even in his difficult condition, he just turns to Allah. Whether you want a child, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. He makes dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whether he has got health problems, Rabbi anni mastanni adhur. Oh Allah, problems have come to me, I turn to you for your help. Whatever, la ilaha illa anta, subhanaka, inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Yunus alayhi salam, in the stomach of the fish, turning to Allah Ta'ala. Everywhere, that is that banda, that is called bandagi. And that is the height of it, when a person is happy in his happy condition. And he's happy in his sad and difficult conditions also. He's happy all the time. A person who has found Allah, he's happy all the time. Outwardly, as a human being, it can have an effect on a person. But inwardly, he's happy and content. No question of suicide. No question of depression, tension. He turns to Allah. Outwardly, little bit, as a human being, it will be there. Even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam went through such condition. But inwardly, deep in their heart, they are completely satisfied with Allah Ta'ala. Yahi maqsood hasti hai. Yahi manshai alam hai. This is the very object of our life. Why we are here is to achieve this. Not to make so much money and then leave it all behind. How the height of stupidity, and that stupidity is called the height of cleverness and intelligence, that you make a lot of money and you leave it all behind.
Those people who are making lot of money, lot of investment, different kind, and they believe and they advocate, don't put all your investments in one basket. And they know how about, they are very clever in about investments, about money. But the height of their cleverness is that they leave it all behind, and where they going to, they prepare nothing for them. Bahlul was a person also, a majzub, who had reached his high stages. People called him a mad person, but he was no mad person. As somebody said, that we all say, the vast majority of people are seeing people who got eyes. There are few blind people. But the reality is, the vast majority are blind people. And there are very, very few seeing people. Blind people, there are a lot of blind people. Though they are kept separately, we don't mix with them, we don't see them. They won't be walking around, etc. They are in their places, so we don't see them. But there are plenty. But the actual blind people, are the whole world is full with blind people. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion in Baghdad, where it was hot, the long days, summer sun, 10, 11 o'clock, when the sun is shining bright, he's going with his lantern, and he's looking for something. Somebody said, Junaid, like we all will say, he's a mad person. So bright light, that even these lights of ours are dumb in front of that light, of the 12 o'clock sun at that time in summer. What's wrong with you, Junaid? What are you looking for? So I'm looking for a human being. You say, all these people, you don't see a human being? He said, I'm only seeing animals. I'm looking for one human being. Hey, what our qualities are. A person who has got greed in him, that person will be, it's like he's got a quality, he, for the real people, he looks like a pig in their eyes. A person who's got the qualities of a dog, he looks like a dog. And whom Allah gives the kashf, they can see it. And people will be raised according to that on the day of Qiyamah. Then we say, everyone, what he's got. If we don't take out these bad things from us, it must not happen. We also get raised up like a fox, like a dog, like a pig. Allah save us all. So, this is what a person. So, Bahlul, he one time he heard Harun al-Rashid, the king, he was very good, he had good relations with him. He had become quite ill, so he went and visit him. So, Harun al-Rashid told him, knowing that everyone regards him as a mad person, he also, though Harun al-Rashid himself was such a great pious person, piety is something else. And the marifat of Allah is something else. And with Allah's marifat, little ibadat has got great value. And if we don't have the marifat of Allah, lot of ibadat, we get the reward, but a small reward. A laborer who works, he goes to work for 4 o'clock in the morning, he leaves home. He reaches back home 8 o'clock at night, whole day in the sun, in the rain, in all conditions, he's working so hard, but what he gets, a small amount. And the director of the company, he goes to work 9 o'clock. 4 o'clock, he's back home already. And he gets a big check. So according to a person, how lot he has marifat of Allah, so much he gets from Allah Ta'ala. So Harun al-Rashid told him that he gave him a stick. He said, if you find somebody more stupid than yourself, then you must give him that stick. So he went, and after some time, when he heard Harun al-Rashid was ill, that was, he visited him before he was ill, that when he became ill, he came and visited him. So then he spoke to him, and he asked him that you are like now terminally ill, looks like you are going to be passing away. He said, yes, looks like that is the case. He says that in your worldly life, as the king, the ruler, you should go and check all your provinces, all your ministers, whether they're doing their work properly. He said, yes, I used to go. He said, you used to take your whole entourage, used to go with you, all the other servants, the cooks, everyone. You had everything prepared. You had your guest houses prepared and all your facilities. If there were pets, arrangements for the pets also, and housing for the workers also, all, he said 100%. And intelligence also, security, we should arrange everything properly. So he says, so much you did for this dunya, now you're going to akhirat, how much have you prepared for there? Your security, your intelligence, your wonderful stay there, all the preparation. He said, that I haven't done. So he gave him his stick back. He says, I haven't found anyone more stupid than you. So this also, we also, those people who prepare for dunya so much, they regard themselves and we also regard them, these people have made it in life. And many youngsters also, I want to be like that uncle of mine. I want to be like that that uncle, how he has made money, what cars he's got, what houses he's got, his income, what is it? But all that is the height of stupidity. That all your energies you put in that, which you're going to leave behind. Which our Mir Sahib, Hazrat Khadim Rahmatullah Ali, put in beautiful form. He says, Jis dunya se hamesha ko jana. From this world, from where we have to go permanently, forever and ever, we'll have to leave and go this world. Or phir kabhi laut ke nahi aana. And we'll never ever return and come back to this world. Hey, ye irshad qutbe zamana. These are the golden words of the sage of the world, of the great man of the world. Aisi dunya se kya dil lagana. What you putting your heart in such a dunya? That for where you'll never return and come again. Yeah, in this world you make your house, you go for some business, you go for something, but you know you're going to come back again. You hope you'll come back. But this dunya, we ever heard of anyone who came back to this dunya? From the qabr he came back. None, nobody will come back. And for there we prepare nothing. So, yahi maqsood hai, hasti hai. This is the object of our life, to prepare and to find Allah and to get the real enjoyment of this world. Yahi mansha ye alam hai. This is why Allah has created the heavens and the earth. Everything, not to waste it in this world, not to get involved in all the gunas, all the sports and the entertainment, and that we think, now I've made it, I'm enjoying life. Traveling, going here, traveling there. We haven't returned from one the journey, and our tickets are booked for the next journey already. Now I've made it in life. That's not the object of life at all. This is that you find Allah Ta'ala and the love of Allah. Not only the ibadat of Allah, not only the obedience, but to find that enjoyment in the worship of Allah, which even when we have uncomfortable conditions, illnesses, financial problems, but still your eyes are only on Allah. And even in that you find great pleasure. Hamari khaak, us lamha mein rashke falak akhtar. Allah Akbar. Hazrat says, Hamari khaak, our dust, we are made of sand. The sand is dust of us. Us lamha mein, when we have reached that, at that moment, rashke falak, it is the envy of the skies. The world envies, the heavens envies that person who has reached the stage that he has handed himself totally to Allah Ta'ala and is happy, very happy in whichever condition Allah keeps him. Allah keeps him in a good condition, he's happy. One person went for Hajj, he couldn't make it for Haram because of his illness. And then he complained to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah said, this person is an abid, he's not an arif. Had he been an arif, he should have been happy even making his namazas in his flat at home. And that Allah has meant it, that I must make, and he's getting the full sawab of the namazas of the haram, without going and that, he's getting the full sawab. So such a person, whatever conditions Allah keeps him in, he's happy with that. Hamari khaak, us lamha mein, hai, rashke falak akhtar. وہی لمحہ جو میرا ذکر مولا عالم ہے, which is that moment and which is that that time, that is when we are really in the zikr of Allah, not just with our tongues, but that we realize Allah is the creator of all things. Allah is the creator of all conditions. Allah is the creator of my heart, and my heart is happy with Allah's decision and what Allah has decreed, and your heart is happy with that. That is that moment, that there is no greater moment than that. And that is, even if you are not in namaz, not in tilawat, you are just sitting, you are lying on your bed, but you are so happy with Allah, and your eyes are just with Allah, and you are properly connected with Allah Ta'ala. Even outwardly, you might be in great pain also. You've got some illness and you are in pain also, but you're happy. My Allah has kept me in this way. And whatever my Allah wishes, I'm happy with that. That is the greatest ibadat. So Allah bless us to bring these realities into our lives. Not just a matter of coming to for the program, or just listening, or just making our zikr and the program we came for, but it is that we strive for these things. This is what we must make effort for and strive for. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.